Hello, everyone. It's Raj the Ripsaw doing Ripsaw's Pond Hockey with you. And it is Easter Sunday. I hope everybody's getting in some good food. And remember the reason why today we are here. But I'm here to talk some hockey because I haven't done that in quite a long time with y'all. So let's pull up a chair, get comfortable, and let's dig in. Why don't we? Wow, we are 8 games left in the regular season till we hit the playoffs. Best time of the year, I think. We have hockey playoffs starting. We got the beginning of baseball season. It's just wonderful. And I know we've said before, like, best time of the year is fall when you've got the World Series going on, football going on, hockey starting. But even still right now, this is just great time of year for sports. So let's dig right in. We've got your powerhouses, you know, on top. Boston, Florida, Toronto, and the Atlantic. The Rangers, Hurricanes, and the Washington Capitals. I'm going to get to them. Are in lead in the Metro. Tampa and Philadelphia are battling for the wild card spots for the last two in. Let's not also count out the Red Wings, too, because they're hanging in there from the outside looking in. Out west, the Dallas Stars, the Colorado Avalanche, and the Winnipeg Jets are in the Central. On top of the Pacific, or Central, the Pacific, the Canucks, the Oilers, and the Vegas Golden Knights are in the leads. And on the wild card, we've got the Nashville Predators. I will talk about them on this podcast as well. Los Angeles Kings in the wild card spots. From the outside looking in is the St. Louis Blues. Also, I'm going to talk about them too on this podcast. Before we get too far in, I want to bring up something that one of the listeners asked me, and I want to really discuss it with you folks out there. Are you a bandwagon fan if you move from a different from a city that you know you normally cheer for your team, and then you move to a new city and you begin to cheer, become a fan and cheer for that team? And I say no, you're not, because if this is where you're going to live and where you're going to be, you can always still be a fan, have your favorites. But for a listener, they moved to Raleigh and they were a Capitals fan, big diehard Capitals fan, and now want to cheer for the Hurricanes. Yes, that's the rivals, but I mean, that's your choice. If you move to a city you want to pull for the home team, go for it. I think that's great. I can to attest, you know, diehard Leafs fan, always will be, but within the past 7-8 years, we started following the Carolina Hurricanes because Bally Sports, and then I forget what they were called before that, but we started following the games, following the team. The C1 just before Rob Brindamore became the head coach, he was the assistant coach. So I think it's great. You know, if you can go to the game, support the team, do it. I mean, we're fans of the game. It's okay. No, I don't think you're gonna look that different if you do. So yeah, hopefully that answered that question. Let's jump into what I think is coming up for get the rest of the way, you know, before the playoffs start and into the playoffs. I think that Tampa's going to get in as one of the final wild card spots. Boy, that last spot. Washington's been making a strong push all the way, you know, of recent. You got the Flyers who are holding that spot down. You know, they get bounced by the Caps. And then the Red Wings, they just hit potholes on the road, speed bumps. They just haven't been the same team since the trade deadline. And I don't understand why, because, I mean, they were really hot. But one of the guys that's gone missing of recent is Alex DeBrincat. He was supposed to be one of the guys that was supposed to be a heavy contributor to this team. And when Patrick Kane came in, you saw the chemistry come back, and you're like, okay, whoa, this is going to be really good. But I think one of the guys that really was the glue for this team was Dylan Larkin. When he got hurt and he got injured, you really started to see some of those things that he kind of keeps things together. So I think that's really huge for them. The Islanders, sorry, Coop, I just don't see them getting in. I mean, you're 77 points, and it's still a hill to climb just to get into the playoffs. A little too late to, you know, try to make up this ground. And this is why it's important for teams. People say the regular season don't matter. No, it really does, because when you've got to make up the amount of games and play playoff hockey pretty much from January all the way to April, say you get into playoffs, you're gassed by the time you hit that first round because you've been in playoff mode for 3 months. And that just takes wear and tear on you. That's why it's critical to be strong in October, November, and you just say try to split your games for the month, and if you do that, you got a really good shot of making the playoffs. On the Western side, on the wild card side, yeah, I pretty much think it's locked up. I think Nashville, Los Angeles are going to be in. The Blues, I don't think they're going to make it. There's too much ground to make up in this short of time. They actually got a pretty pivotal game coming up this Thursday where the Predators play the Blues, which Rog the Ripsaw is actually going to be at that game. Never been to a Nashville Predators game. Never been to Nashville. I think it's going to be really cool to experience that. Old Smashville. And who knows? We might be able to smash up a car right in the parking lot. I don't know. We're going to experience it. But Predators have really been playing some awesome hockey. And the Predators were a team that they weren't sure if they were going to be in this. Even, they were supposed to be in rebuild mode. They are playing really good puck. And I think as a first-round opponent, it's going to be really tough to play them. Do I think they'll win the, out of a first-round series? No, I don't think they're that strong. But I do think that they are going to be a really tough team to handle in the first round. Now, if the playoffs were minus my recording, so we're going to change a team. That is accurate. This is how things would line up for playoffs: Boston and Tampa, Florida and Toronto, Rangers and the Caps, Hurricanes and the Flyers, and out west, you would have Dallas and Los Angeles. Out of this, Colorado, Winnipeg, Vancouver, Nashville, and Edmonton and Las Vegas. I will say Boston's definitely going to win that first round. I think Tampa gets a couple games here and there, but who knows? Tampa could just cut that light switch on like they do in playoff hockey and take Boston to 7 games. I just don't think we're going to see that. I think they'll win some games, but I think Boston's going to be a favorite. I'm going to skip on the Florida-Toronto series for right now. Rangers-Capitals. Rangers are winning that series and pretty strong. I think Rangers are one of the best teams in the whole playoffs, and boy, they're playing amazing. Carolina, Philadelphia. I wouldn't sleep on Philadelphia, but I don't think they're going to be good enough to beat Carolina. Carolina's also another one of those teams, just like the Rangers, are playing really strong, and they made some nice moves. I'm also going to talk about that here in a little bit. We'll round back to old Toronto and Florida. This was the series last year that they just, it was not good. And knocked them out last year. I think this could be revenge for Leafs if they can figure out how to beat Panthers. The Panthers are a beatable team, though, and they've gotten beaten by Toronto, by Carolina, by the Rangers. You know, the top seed teams. I'm not sold on the Florida Panthers as being there at the end. There's just something I don't. When you feel something, you're like, I don't know. I'm not sold on the Florida Panthers being in the Stanley Cup. Just saying. But I think, as I said on the podcast, and it says on the back of our shirt, the Leafs will get past the first round. You heard it here first from Roger the Ripsaw. Dallas, LA, put your seatbelts on, folks, and watch that series. I love Eastern, you know, conference hockey. You know, got some really good teams, but y'all, Western Conference games are just hit different. And if you don't think that's right, tune in for yourself. Dallas, LA, it's going to be a heck of a series. I can see that going six games. But I'd see Dallas, you know, winning that series. Colorado, Winnipeg. That's seven. That's seven game series. Colorado wins, but don't sleep on the Winnipeg Jets. The Winnipeg Jets are playing amazing hockey. They've got a really well built team. These are going to be tight scoring games. They're not going to be, you know, we're going to blow the doors off. Come playoff time, your teams who play strong defense are going to come out on top. Vancouver, Nashville, again, another series. Put your seatbelts on and just enjoy this. Nashville pushes it to six games, maybe seven. The thing that's going to intrigue me about this matchup is Vancouver's top team in the West. No, I stand corrected. They are third seed. The goaltending, Thatcher Demko is hurt, and you're going with Casey DeSmith. You better hope Thatcher Demko is ready to go for the playoffs. If not, I don't know what Casey DeSmith is like come playoffs. He's been always a career backup since he's been in the league. But maybe he takes it and he shines with this opportunity. I don't know, but that's what this series is going to come down to me. The Canucks are still so good, but Nashville's a team that just doesn't go away, and they've exceeded expectations this year. And I'm really intrigued by the series. Edmonton, Vegas. I'm definitely picking the Oilers. I do not care for the Vegas Golden Knights, and I will sit here and say that time and time again, just the way that they've gotten handed everything throughout their existence. But also, too, their Las Vegas is not what they were a few years ago. They struggled to make into the tournament here. The Oilers, boy, they're so good. They're so strong. And a guy by the name of Zach Hyman is actually doing extremely well and having a career year. And he was a former Maple Leaf at one point, and it's still to this day, I don't understand why Toronto just let him walk away. And I love the season Zach Hyman's having, you know, because now you've got another guy that's taken the load off of McDavid, Draisaitl. I mean, they're just the Oilers, I think, are going to definitely win this playoff series. But I think this will go six games, in my opinion. You know, Las Vegas is going to win some games, but Edmonton is just what they're rolling to. Let's talk about a couple guys on, you know, the trade deadline and what was happened to, which I talked about on my last recording. Jake Guentzel was the guy that you went and got, and you got him to get you into the Stanley Cup. Since he's been in Carolina, 2 goals, 10 assists, 12 points, plus 11. You know, he's on the ice, 16 goals, 4-0 against. That's a playoff-type guy that you want on every lineup. The closest guy I can see who's made this type of difference immediately and was so valuable to a team. I go back to Ray Bourque when the Colorado Avalanche got him, because that was that missing piece they needed. I think this is a missing piece for Carolina Hurricanes, but also they got Kuznetsov from Washington for hardly anything. And these two guys are just connecting. It's awesome. And you know, how the Penguins got fleeced on this trade. I mean, wow. I understood that, you know, there's money involved, and hey, we're not able to resign guys. We're going to do the rebuilding. But when you've got a guy who's one of your top guys in your lineup, you better be getting a strong return back for him. And they sure did. Florida Panthers, they made some moves. They got Vladimir Tarasenko. Tarasenko's a playoff guy. He's not Jake Guentzel. But Vladimir Tarasenko is not what he once was. And if you expect that out of him, you're going to get disappointed. Do I think he's going to be critical on penalty or power play and penalty kill? More so on the power play, yes. But don't expect to get this wow, like, oh my God. On Winnipeg, they made a nice trade deadline acquisition, getting a Tyler Toffoli, and I really liked this move at the time when they got him, because it was early on in the day. They needed more scoring depth. They got it. Tyler Toffoli's also another guy that comes up big come playoff time. Really like that move for them, and that's why I think that in their matchup for the playoffs, it's going to be huge to have scoring depth. Definitely looking forward to playoffs. Yeah, against Colorado, you're going to need that. My goodness, you're going to need that. So we'll see. This again, like, Western Conference hockey is going to be amazing to watch come the playoffs. And being out in the East Coast, you know, games are on at 9:30, 10 o'clock, 10:30. You don't catch too many of them unless you DVR them. So that's what I'm saying. Come, you know, playoffs time, It's just going to be incredible to watch. I'm going to talk a little bit about college hockey. And guys and gals, it's been a really good tournament. Right now, we've got Denver and Boston U set to match up against each other today. And then we've got Michigan State. This is a rematch of the Big Ten Championship, and Michigan lost to State in overtime in that game. I was watching that game, and it was a lot of back and forth. I'm hoping, praying Michigan pulls it out today. But I mean, again, that's why we played a game. I had Quinnipiac. And I say Quinnipiac, North Dakota going to win the championship. But again, we beat North Dakota. And that was another game where I was watching. I thought North Dakota was just going to start running away with this thing. They're just a hard team to play against. They're really, you know, aggressive on the forecheck and just play the speed game. And you know, we were able to pull that win off. But talking about Quinnipiac, I still like them to do something. That's going to be a hard task playing Boston College. But, you know, that's why we played a game. Also, too, just some names I want you to keep in, you know, to watch out for while some of these games are going on. And even come, you know, NHL draft time or you know, guys already existing on some teams. Will Smith from Boston College, he's having a really solid year. 23 goals, 45 assists, 68 points. That's pretty strong. Gabe Perreault, also from Boston College, 18 goals, 39 assists, 57 points. Another strong showing. Cutter Gauthier, he's also out in BC. Cutter Gauthier was just traded over to out on the West Coast, I believe Anaheim, and whatever the case may be, Do I think he can be a good NHL performer? Yeah, but I mean that was whatever reason didn't he didn't sign in Philadelphia and why things went cold there, whatever. Maybe a fresh start in Anaheim's can be what he needs. Rucker McGroarty to Michigan, he's having a nice year. 16 goals, 36 assists, 52 points. He's going to be rock solid too, I think, in the league. Jackson Blake out of North Dakota is another guy. Pay attention to, if he's already not on a team. 22 goals, 38 assists, 60 points. U.S. college hockey is really making leaps and bounds, and I think they really challenge Canadian junior system right now more than ever these past, 2 years. And the whole transfer portal thing really hasn't affected college hockey yet. Eventually, I do see it happening, but right now, I mean, you've got your big names that it really affects, but I mean, it's looking pretty promising for college. So that's it for what I have right now for y'all. Like I said, it's been a while since I've done a recording, but I look forward to speaking more to you guys. Probably just after we get through the regular season and just before we start the playoffs, we talk about, some predictions, if it was right, if it was wrong, and what, you as the listener want to hear too. So, again, we love the support. Thanks for stopping by, and remember to smash that like button. And happy Easter, all y'all. Have a great day.